Sheboygan's Country B93. On Wednesdays, we touch base with the United Way, and their partner organization today that has come in is RCS Empowers. Sarah and Jody joining us. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're good.
Good, thank you.
Okay,
thank
so you. We were just talking off the air, and you said, do you even know what this is? And I said, no, but I'm going to ask you, and you can explain it to me, and I will learn like other people out there. I'm sure plenty of people know who you are, but some people might say, I don't know what that is. What is it?
RCS has been around since 1955.
Yeah.
And when you go down Calumet Street, you will see that big, long green building that says RCS.
Now, that I do know. Yeah.
What is that? RCS, our mission is to empower individuals with special needs and disabilities so that they can work, live, and function with dignity and respect. And everything we do really focuses on that mission. So we do day services, we do employment services, we have pre-vocational services. We also have two agencies that are at the county. One
sure.
would be the Birth to Three program for early intervention. And then we also have an IPS program, which is called Individual Placement and Support.
Okay.
And those two case managers work directly with the county. And they basically focus on individuals who have mental health concerns
mm-hmm.
and co-occurring AODA concerns. And they take them in the employment setting from wherever they are in their recovery process.
So I have a maybe stupid question. You can tell me if this is a stupid question or not. I grew up in Sheboygan, and my dad worked in Maple Lanes. So we were bowlers when we grew up. RCS Bowling League was always after our Saturday morning junior league. Mm-hmm. And we just... Is that not the same, or it is the same?
It is the same.
Okay, so that was one of my favorite parts of that. We did, our league was always 8 o'clock in the morning. It was the junior league when I was a kid. And then RCS, and they'd always show up early because they just like to hang out and have coffee and watch the kids bowl. So they would, I think, be at 10 o'clock. So then as I got older, I was kind of a coach and helped out with them. That was one of the best experiences that I could have ever had. They're so cool.
They are wonderful.
Absolutely.
And you know, we encourage people because we have a lot of volunteer opportunities. We have so many activities that we do at RCS that we need as much help as we can get.
I was going to say, what are some ways people can get involved?
Some of the ways people can get involved is, Sarah, in our day services program, a lot of times we're looking for individuals to help out in the classroom.
Okay.
We also do many corporate volunteer opportunities, so it is not unusual for us to have 80 corporate volunteers
Holy
by us.
Cow.
Yeah. So if you're interested in a corporate volunteering opportunity, please call us.
Okay.
We'd be happy to work with you on that. But now Sarah's getting all geared up for Christmas. And in between Christmas and New Year's, we always have special entertainment. So we are particularly looking for people who have some really unique talents that like to sing, like to play music, or maybe even have a talent like magic. To come in and do some shows for our participants. They are so appreciative, and you have a very captive audience, and they're usually very excited to see folks that come in. So if you're ever wondering, well, I can't volunteer all the time, but I could do it maybe once a year.
Sure, yeah.
We would love to be your once a year.
This time of year would be the perfect time.
This time of year would be the perfect time, or any time, actually. And it doesn't have to just be through the holidays. We also party a lot at RCS. So we have Thanksgiving parties, we have Christmas parties, we have a summer picnic. So we're always looking for volunteers to help with serving food, to help run games. Same with, like you had said, with the bowling.
Sure.
We have many times that the bowling league is looking for bowling helpers.
Okay.
They have different events that they do that really require an extra one or two people for like some of the Scotch double events that they do.
Okay.
Not necessarily every week.
I'm glad that's happening still, because I got so detached from it when I was, you know, you grow out of it and I just haven't been over there in so long. But that's awesome that that's still going on. I'm excited for that.
Yes, it is. And the other thing that we just actually finished up was an event called Shine On. And it was a large assortment of over 50 trees and wreaths.
Yeah.
It was a fundraiser to raise money for the RCS Trailside Park.
Okay.
Which is using some underutilized land in between our two buildings. And it is actually attached now to the Shoreline 400 Rail Trail, which runs pretty much through the heart of Sheboygan.
Right.
So the money that we raised from that event is going to pay for this park. and it is currently barrier free, and it will be barrier free for folks. So if you are riding and you have a younger child, or you have a senior that maybe has some mobility issues, you want to take a short walk, we are the perfect spot to do that. We have the bus route right by us that drops off.
True. Yeah,
you can take the trail, and there is no barrier in the way of stepping down.
Yeah,
you actually walk right out onto the patio right from the bike path, and we have some really nice areas that have park benches and have picnic tables. Our picnic tables are specifically for people in wheelchairs, because it's really hard when they go to a picnic site.
Yeah, you know what? I would never have thought about that, but that does, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they always have to sit in an end. And
sure.
Our new picnic tables have the three seats around, and then that fourth seat is open for someone if they're in a mobility scooter, if they are in an electric wheelchair.
That's really cool. I guess I would never have thought about that until you brought that up. As soon as you said that, I thought, yeah, that would be pretty difficult, I would think.
It is. It's really hard for people, and it's frustrating if you are part of that group to be out there and kind of feel like somebody's not part of your group.
Right.
We're going to utilize that area for our summer picnic this year. We're going to be doing it there. But we're also going to have some outdoor classes and have some more social aspects outside that we have not been able to do close to our building. But we also are really encouraging the community to use that area. Even if we're there, come on
in. Sure, yeah.
Use it.
Check it out.
It's really meant to be open for everyone. Our funding that we have been trying to raise is in addition to what we received from the Sheboygan County Stewardship Grant, which really saw the need for this type of park for folks.
So for volunteer opportunities, contact info?
Contact info, you can either contact Sarah Louisier, or you can contact me, Jody Marinick, the public relations manager, and probably my direct line would be the easiest way to get a hold
of me.
Go ahead,
yeah.
And that is 920-694-1204.
And we can link that up too on our website. I'm sure more details. You guys have a website, a Sheboygan specific website?
Yes, we do. It's www.rcsempowers.com.
Okay.
And we also do list a lot of our events on the United Way volunteer site.
Perfect.
So if you have anything that comes up, our play night on Monday nights will be happening starting January all the way through April.
Very cool. Thank you so much for your time. I don't think we got to get you to the next studio here in a second, but we really appreciate it. See, I learned so much.
Good.
I knew I would. That's why we asked those questions, and you got out of it. You got out of talking. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.